As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Bird Show.
You guys ever been in an argument with a significant other and you just start digging in and it's a ridiculous argument, but you just want to be right and you can't get answers?
All the time,
right? So they are fighting here. She says, hey, Bird Show, P1 listener here. My husband and I need you to settle a discussion we're having right now. He thinks it's okay to fill up your gas tank with the car running. And yesterday he did it with the kids in the car! Exclamation point, she writes. Isn't the first rule that they teach you when pumping gas is to turn off the car? Can you ask your listeners that are mechanics or work on cars what the deal is here? Is it a myth that it's dangerous to do so? I'm sorry my drama isn't more dramatic. Appreciate everyone's advice, except Mo's, because, well, you know. Doesn't have a car.
They always think this is a flex. I don't have a car because I don't want a car. Because I can't get one.
She says, I don't want to get blown up, but I just don't know what the truth is. So if you're a mechanic, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I was always taught you got to like turn the engine off also.
I was always taught you turn the engine off as well.
You have to, because it's static electricity can spark a huge fire. I think there's something like 4,000 gas station fires every year with $30 million in damages. Like, it's a lot of money. And it's not that just filling the car up will fire, but have you ever gotten up or cause a fire, but have you ever gotten out the car and had that static electricity spark? That is going to start a fire and blow things up.
Yeah, I mean, it's too, you got too many valuable things around there to even question it.
Like kids?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not even going to risk it.
It's one of those things that unless somebody tells you, like, I remember my mom told me, but I just believed her because she was my mom. And it's what, you don't want to find out the hard way, like putting aluminum foil in the microwave.
Have y'all ever known anybody who puts gas in the car while it's running?
No.
I've never known anyone to do that.
I've seen cars at the gas station to do it. I don't do it, but I've seen it. But you could tell me today, like, okay, I Googled it, and it's a complete myth. Nobody has ever been killed. It's totally safe. And I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I don't understand why. So of all the things to be stuck on and for him to be, like, adamant about, this is the hill you're going to die on?
It's illegal in some places.
Is it?
Based on, well, not by state, but, like, local jurisdictions. Yeah, some places have passed laws to make it illegal.
This is the BP you're going to die on?
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Give us facts.
Good morning. My grandfather is a master mechanic. He said you do not have to turn your engine off. Everybody's taught that you have to. But it is not necessary. It will not hurt your engine.
All right. We've got two levels of credibility here. Grandfather, they're just smarter. And master mechanic?
Yes, sir.
What makes somebody a master mechanic?
He's got a black belt.
I believe just, yeah, the years that they've been a mechanic.
Okay.
Oh.
So the interesting point to me there was it will not hurt your engine. So having the engine running and pumping gas won't hurt your engine. That doesn't address the fact that static electricity can start a fire.
Yeah, and a fire would hurt your engine.
Yes.
Yeah. A few other things.
Like I said, we could take 15 calls, all from master mechanics saying it's totally safe. I'm still not doing it.
Let's hear from firemen. and emergency responders. That's who I'd like to hear from.
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
This is Harris.
Harris, what's going on?
Hey, I'm a mechanic for about 15, 16 years. There's always the static electricity dangers. Of course, that's always unavoidable. You never know when it's going to happen. But the main reason why you shouldn't have it running is because of all electronics that are testing your fuel tank pressures. So if you're at that moment running your engine, your computer could be testing the pressure in your fuel tank, and the fuel tank is open, and then you're setting off check engine lights or whatnot.
Are you a master mechanic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then you got credibility. I was going to tell you to get out of here.
I always, even when I'm pumping and my car's not on, always touch the side of the car to get rid of that
static electricity.
You caress
it because you love it so much?
You're supposed to,
yeah,
Tommy. You're supposed to.
I do it every time because I've seen those videos where people's like, boom, and they're in a ball of flames.
Wait, so you keep your hand on it?
No, you just touch your car. You touch metal to release the static electricity.
But don't you do that when you open the tank?
Well, so when you get out of the car, you're supposed to touch it to discharge the electricity. Otherwise, if you grab the pump first, then it's going to cause a little boom, boom.
I did not think this would go 5 minutes. Steve, you got us curious.
Yeah, my entire life, man, I've been getting gas and just never turned my car off.
You are living on the edge, my friend. You're crazy. Dude, you're crazy.
If you touch paint metal, you're not going to ground it. You got to touch bare metal.
All right, I appreciate it. I don't know. Your voice is so manly.
Oh, you
got to
touch bare metal.
Like
you got to strip it naked.
Call us back when you blow up.
Wow. Call us from the burn ward. Is that what you're saying? You're terrible. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. My name is Tim. I'm a master mechanic of about 19 years. And I'll just be honest with you guys. I mean, everybody does it. The only dangers involved, I would say, obviously everybody keeps talking about static electricity. And then you do have the actual fuel pump itself is running. So you do have a little bit of voltage going to the fuel pump itself. But man, dude, I've done it 1,000 times. And I mean, that's what we do, live on the edge, right?
Yes, so.
Do you demand people call you Master Mechanic, Tim? You know, like sometimes somebody gets a master's or their doctorate. Demand you call me a doctor?
If I could get that prefix on my, registration or my license, of course I'd like Master Mechanic, but. Well, it's not in the cards, man.
Look, please, the next time that you're introduced to somebody for the first time, when you put your hand out, say, Master Mechanic Tim. Nice to meet you.
Next time I will do that. I'll be like Master Mechanic Tim here.
All right, should we take one more call on this or move on?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Mike.
Okay. Mike, what do you got that nobody else has? What's up?
So there's another reason why you shouldn't do this, and it's in terms of self-defense. One of the more common places that people get robbed or have their vehicle stolen is at a gas pump. And so by leaving it running, you're leaving yourself susceptible to an attack. So I would recommend not doing it just for your own personal safety.
Thank you, Mike. That makes so much sense.
Mike, are you a master of common sense? Because you sound like it to me.
I'm trying to be anyway.
I appreciate you, man.
The Bert Show.